You're holding that Tzadik Gimel Amar Aleph on top. That the Gemara says again, Rami Abiyuda Mashmul, that Chaylev Shehabosa Chayfur Isai, any Chaylev you have in the animal that is meat, there's Bosa covering it over, is Mut, you'll not eat it. That's not in the category of the Yisra of Chaylev. Alma, what do we see? That when the Torah says Shalhak Solim, the Torah says the fat on top of the loins, it says Shalhak Solim, so we know Tadash, and what it means to say is, the Torah does not mean to say the fat that's inside the loins, but only the one that's on top of it. So therefore, Hochinami Bayas also the same thing. The Torah only said the fat that's above the kidneys, that has the Yisachelev on it. But not the fat, not these chutah, not these strings, not like these veins that go through the kidneys, they don't have the Yisachelev on it. Therefore, it's mutatit, those chutin. Now, Gufa, what we just had before, Omer Rab Abba, Omer Rab Yud, Omer Shmuel, Omer Shmuel, that Chaylev, the fat, Shehabosa Chayfroisoi, any fat that's covered up with flesh, with meat, the locher is muta. So such fat is not called the Yisra of Chaylev Shal HaKlois, Alak Solim, and therefore it's muta. So most of the question, any is not that way. The Omer of Abba, Omer of Yudam Ashmuel, that high Tarba the Tuse Masna, he said this fat, the fat that's under the loins, Mitus the Tuse Masna, underneath the loins, also a sausatit, so the Kashmir, even though there's the loins, there's this flesh covering it up on top, still you see you could have Chaylev that's covered up with flesh, with Basar, and so it's also Bachil, it has an Yisra Chaylev on it. Gemara says, no, there, that fat underneath the masni is Omer Abaye Behema Bechaya, when the Behema is alive and walking, Peruke Mifrika. It, like the animal itself, its limbs like become dislocated, like it moves around. And therefore, there are times that that fat is not covered up with meat. That's why it's also. Rashi says, Peruke Mifrika means Kishi Aleches. When the animal is moving, a verer noyim, the limbs like move around, or misnoyim pomim shenim shochem kapim, mouse only gets moved upwards, and vak solim, and therefore the loins nim shochem kapim to come downwards, and at such a time v'yena chelav nechasaben. So there is a time when the fat is not covered up with the flesh, therefore it's not a kasher why that chelav is also. The Om Rav Yechanan says, Om Rav Yechanan, that Ano Yishinomi, Ano Lav Tavchano, Velav Bat Tavchano. I myself, I'm not a butcher, and not the son of a butcher. But on the Hiruno, Yishinob, I remember, Tochi have the Amr Be Midrasha, that this is the word used to say in the Beis Medrash, when you used to learn in the Beis Medrash, this is the word used to say, it used to say over in the Beis Medrash, that Behema Bechayel, an animal, when it's alive, is peruke mifrika, like its limbs will become moving around, dislocated. It's like we just said, that the pshat is this chaylev sometimes becomes uncovered, so it's not covered up by flesh. That's why here it has nisa chaylev. Therefore, the other chaylev, since it's covered up with flesh, it has no nisa chaylev on it. Omer Rav Abba, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, chaylev shal hamasais, the fat that's upon the masais. Again, that's one of the stomachs in the behemoth. That the chaylev is on top of this, or else the base hakosis, or else the fat that's on top of the base hakosis. Also, these are two parts of the stomach of the behemoth. Rashi says, "Amasas base hakosis b'soif hakerev." That's the end of it. That's not the main part of the fat that's covering up the chaylev, the kerev. Shekorin tilo, shutusav krum. That's the ikka fat, but this fat is also us. It is also called part of the chaylev hamachases akerev. So therefore, he says the chaylev that's on top of the masas and the base hakosis, these two parts of the stomach of a behemah, is asurim and bianus chorus. Whoever eats from this fat, he's chayev chorus. That's the real fat of a behemah. Vizel chaylev shalakerev. This considers the fat on top of the kerev, the insides. The Torah says the chaylev shalakerev means the fats. It's included in this, the fat on top of the masa is in the basic cases. Omer Rebbe Abba, Om Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel Haitabo De Kali Busto. He says this fat of the Kabbalisto is also of Yehudah's chorus. It's also Osir, and if you did Yechayev chorus, the Zer Chelo Shalak Solim. This is called the fat upon the loins, the Torah says. So Rashi says, Tarbo Tikuli Busto, Rashi says, Etzem Kotun, it's a small bone. O Munach Al Etzem, it's on top of another bone, Chakur and Henko. O Mechubul Achulius, it's attached like to the Chulius, the vertebrates, by the tail, Milmal on top. And the all of Yesh Chelev, on top of this, there's some fat. So Kitzur, this fat is also Osimid Yiraisa, and that's also called part of the fat, Shalak Solom, the fat on top of the loins. Now, the Yomer Reb Abba, Omer Reb Yudah Mar Shmuel, name of Shmuel, that Chutin Shebiyad, she know the veins in the hand, the Chutin Shebiyad, Asurim, the Yosu Avinista Chelev on it. So Rashi says, Chutin Shebiyad means Shonu Noitlim and Akosif, that the we take off from the shoulders, those chutim, those veins, have an issa chelev on it. There's a small veins there. They have an issa chelev. So, Rav Safra, Safra said back that Moshe, just to say, Talmud Chacham, Mi Omer Rachmon, the Torah said, L'teichu Bisro. So the Torah said, now I'd eat meat. Like, for what purpose are these veins also? Who are these veins? Are only boso. How can you say it's also? So, Omer Rav said back, Moshe, like I said back to him, Moshe, Talmud Chacham, like Miyomer Rachmon Ochol Doma, does the Torah say you'll not eat blood? There is a question of these chutim is not as the Yisachelu Shemrei, but there's a lot of blood in these veins. Therefore, you can't eat the veins the way they are. So, like Miyomer Rachmon Ochol Doma, the Torah say eat blood. So, therefore, you can't eat the chutim the way they are. But Enoch Nami Chotcho, but if you had cut off these limbs, and then you would salt it, then you even let it cook up this meat in a pot, then it would be okay. Because only saying you can't eat the chutim the way they are, the complete vein. But if you cut it up, cut it into pieces, and then salt it, then you could get the dam out, and then it would be muta bachila. So here, so the yisr is not mishum chelev, but the yisr is mishum dam. Om Rav Yudom HaShmuel, Reish Meyo, so if you say the name of Shmuel, that the fat that's upon the first part of the intestines, that means Reish Meyer, the beginning. Rashi says Kishadak in Yotzim in a cave, when the dak and the intestines come out of the stomach, so Lagara Chelu Shaleim Orchama, you have to scrape off that first length of fat there, an amma's worth. So that's called Reish Meyer, the beginning of the intestines. Piyamto, one amma's worth of it is boi gerera. You have to peel off, scrape off that fat. The zel chelev shaladakin. That's called the fat that's on top of the dakin, part of it on top of the intestines. The Torah calls it an issa chelev. So Rashi says the zel chelev shaladakin shenechlo kubora bishmover bikiva bielu treifus. They had a machlokes before in elu treifus. This is also renowned. So on this chelev is the machlokes. That's called chelev shaladakin. The Yomer Rav Yudah Rav Yudah says Chutin Shebukits. He says again, so Yomer Yudah Chutin Shebukits Asurin. These veins are in the ukits, some call it the rump. That's also that has nisa chelev on it. Rashi says Shebukits means henk. There's a hainu hey chutim the kafli plukish. These are the five veins there. Ukits is the henka. Now Chamisha Chute Ispei the kafli. You should know there are five veins there in the loins. There are five veins there. Chamisha chutin isbe de kafla. Tlosa miyemina. Vetate mismaila. There are three on the right side and two on the left side. Now, tlosa mifsle litre. Out of these, like each one of the three veins, they branch into two. And trey mitzlei letlosa tlosa. And each one of the two veins, they branch off into three veins. Smoris says, nafkamina, what's the difference between this here? Nafkamina is, the sholof lehu, if you like pull out these veins, if you remove the veins, adchamimi, while it's still, when the flesh is still warm, like we just shechted, when still warm, you should know, mishtalfi, you'd be able to get them out easy. The loy, but if you don't pull them out when it's still fresh, when it's still warm, the meat, then boy, chatuti basrayu, you'd have to do a good job and follow them up to make sure you get out all this amount of veins. That's why it's good to know that this branch off into two, and these branch off into three. The Rashi says, boy, lechatuti basrayu, you have to check out, dig out after them, achiyim sabemisrazet, till you find this amount of number. That's how long these veins are. It makes a tefer to pull them out right away when the meat is still fresh and not wait till later. Omer Abaye, Abaye says, V'teimah, Rav Yehuda, some say Rav Yehuda said, Chamisha chutin hevei, there are five veins over there. Hevei, Rashi says, Hei mekoymes, the ben chutin shalisa. There are five different places that you have veins that are also titim. Now, tlosim mishum tarba, three of these veins, the soul explains which one, are also mishum adin of chereb, of fat, or train mishum dama, and two of these veins are also because they have a lot of blood inside them. So like this, the tachli, the veins that go by the spleen, or the kafli, the one that goes by the loins, or the kalisa, and the one that goes into the kidneys, mishum tarba. Those veins are also mishum chelev, mishum disafat. But the yoda, the veins that go in like the yod in the hands, in the limb, or else udaloi, or the ones that goes through the cheeks. Rashi says the yod min shebiyad loy shebalechi for chutin dak and the small veins dehu to choshev. Hilkach Rivra said letoni mizuke. I was not talking about the veins of the neck. Shafei mishum dam, they're also asim mishum dam. But here we're talking about the small veins. So kids, the veins in the yod in the hand, or in the lech, or in the cheek, mishum dama. Those veins are also because they have a lot of blood inside them. So we're asking, l'mayin af kumina, what's the difference? Hani di mishum dama, the ones that are only asim mishum blood, imachtachlu, if you cut them up, or molachlu, and you salt them, shapidami, then you'll be allowed to eat from them. But hanech, leslu tekanto, but the other three veins that are also mishum diyestachelev, and then there's not the count of those you can't fix up. Omer Rav Kano, v'teimer Rav Yehuda, so count the name of Rav Yehuda, that chamisha karmei hevei, there are five different kromim, there are five different types of membranes there are, and also they have these different halachas. That's called chamisha karmei hevei, plus mishum tarba. Three of these membranes are also because of the issur of fat, and retray mishum dama, and two of them are also with the issur of blood. So the same thing now. The tachli is membrane around the spleen, the kafli, the ones around the loins, or the kalisa, the ones around the kidneys, those are mishum tama, those are also mishum the issur of fat. And the bayi, the membrane that goes around the beitzim of the testicles of the animal, or the mukra, or else the ones that goes around the brain, that's mishum dama. Those are also mishum blood. Rashi says the mukra means shal hamayich. That's the membrane that goes over the head. That's also Rashi says the beyim means Rashi says beitzim shozocha. These two are also, these membranes have a lot of blood in it. They're also mishum dam. Rav Yehuda bar Oishio have a kokolaflei tachli. Now, Rav Yehuda, he was once scraping off the fat from the spleen. He was like scraping it off. Kolafle tachle, lelevi bread Rav Huna bachia. He was doing it for Levi, the son of Huna bachia. And have a kogoyim le niloi. He was like cutting away the fat only on the upper part of it. He didn't go straight into it. Only on the upper part he was cutting it away. That's called have a kogoyim le niloi. He's omelis, he said back to him, no, it's not enough just to cut off the upper membrane, but rather chuspei tfei, dig in deeper. Rashi says, shelo yehei kolfei, ele begoyva demakam uvav, shum chubisham lekulakum lechelev, yomele kolef, rei dat mato, like go down further, cut down, go lower down, like take out more fat. So not just to cut the top layer, but told him to go dig down a little bit further in. So also Avu, his father came, Ashkecha, he found them. Omalei said to them like this, Hochi Yomer Avu Adimach, this is what the father of your mother said, Mishum Derav, the name of Rav. Umani, who is that? Rav Yirmi Barabba. That Leosra Torah Leshal Hadad Bavad. The Torah only yasid the fat that's on top of the dad, that's all. Rashi says it means the krum shall makamuvav, only the top krum, the top membrane, that thick membrane, that's the only membrane that's also mishum fats. But not the low, what's lower down? So you don't have to cut off, lower down. Shemur says, Amy, it's not that way. V'yomarav hamnuna. Tana will learn krum shal hatchol, that this membrane that's around the spleen is also, it's also tirit, but v'yein chayov malav, you know, there's no way to the raisa. Mash mitzoni yasa mid rabbonin, not mid raisa. So the question is, hechidam, what are we talking about? What type of membrane is this over the tchol? Hechidam. Ilem, if you want to tell me, shal hadad, the one that's the membrane that's on top of it, on top of the spleen, by the dads there, that's where this membrane is. Amayin chiyot malov, why aren't you chayv on that? That's ikah chelev. Rashi says, well, chelev, ha-kerev, it's not much the chelev or the kerev. So why do you say it's only us in the Rabbanan? Elad must be the kulya. Rashi says, elad the kulya means shel tchul kulya, means the membrane going around the whole tchel, around the whole spleen. To see the whole spleen, taka, the krum around the whole thing is also. Somlay said back to Menachnami, Tanya, Tanya, if you learn like that, you learn like that, Enachnami. But Mashmi, he himself does not change his psak. Now the Gemara says, good for what we just say, Omer Rav Hamnuna, Tony we learned, Krum Shal HaTchoil, the membrane that's over the spleen, is also tzosati from it, but V'yein Chanyo Chayov Molo, V'yinat Chayav Koros Tevide, Tad Osim Ediraisa Mashmo. Krum Shal Gabi Kulyo, but the membrane that's over the kulya, the membrane which goes over the kidneys, that's also, and also the enchayev molov. You're not chayev chorus feeding it. So we ask the question, is that true? For a time you learn chayev molov, we learn that you are chayev. So we ask this, so of course the theorem, both these about the spleen and the kidneys. So we ask this, tcholat cholakash, there's no theorem upon this membrane. Over the spleen, ho kineged adad. What twin would they say? It's also, that means the membrane that's over the dad of the spleen. That part of it, the top part of it, that's like also midiraisa, of that yichayiv. And horsh loy kineged hadad. And that we say, you're not chayiv olov, that's the membrane, that's not kineged the top part, but not kineged the dad. That's not also midiraisa. And kulyal kulyanamalakasha, also there's no steer about the membrane over the kidneys, that one says it's also, one says it's not also. I'll tell you, ho bi loi, ho batitoi. One is talking about the top part of the kidneys, and one is talking about the bottom part. Rashi says, the loi means the top part, chelev mamish, shelachloyes, that's mamish, the fat on top of the kidneys. Yeshlov krum dak, that has a membrane, and that's mamish, chelev gomer. But tisoi, the bottom part, there is not also midiraisa. The lower part, that membrane there is not also midiraisa. Nothing more says, Deya Chashuta. What's the midalachar of? Rashi says it means Beitzei Zohar, Hamor Rimbagufoi. The Beitzim of a Behemoth Zohar, that's more that's crushed there like it's hanging there. So, Deya Chashuta. So Rav Ami Rav Asi, Chadom also one says is also heat from it. Rashi says Mishumeva Menachai, the Afagab the Tolibay Kechatuchim Domi, since they're like crushed, so therefore even though it's still attached, but it's called like it's cut off already. So therefore since this happened before the Shechita, said like Eva Menachai, it's also heated even later after the Shechita. For Chad Shari one says no, it's mutter. You make a Shechita and the month later it still becomes mutter. So what's the svara? Man the yosa, the one that says no, it's also it has nisa even in a chai already. Me the loy kol baryin. Since this will not be able to heal anymore, it can't recover.